As the fastest growing ethnic subset of the population, both in California and nationwide, Mexican Americans are poised to play an important, possibly decisive role in the electoral process this year and in the future. Yet this is not a politically homogenous group. Sonoma State University psychology professor Laura Nauman says that U.S.-born Mexican Americans are distinctly divided in how they identify with their cultural heritage.
Some Mexican Americans really embrace both pieces of their identity, their Mexican culture, but also their American culture and identity. And that's a person who has a more integrationist view about their identity. Some Mexican Americans minimize the importance of their native culture being Mexican. It isn't the central part of their identity. They actually come to embrace American culture much more. This type of acculturation style is called an assimilationist viewpoint.
However, Nauman adds, there is one result from their choice that both groups share.
Surprisingly, both of these acculturation strategies, either integrating your identity or minimizing your Mexican identity and enhancing or embracing your American identity, both predicted less acculturative stress.
In a yet-to-be-published study, Nauman found further that these two strategies, integration versus assimilation, shape two very different political viewpoints.
What we found is that Mexican Americans who identified more with the conservative ideology or being Republican chose to downplay their Mexican identity or the importance of their Mexican identity. In contrast, those with more liberal ideologies or Democrats embraced both aspects of their cultures.
But which came first? An individual's general political philosophy, their inclination toward liberalism or conservatism, or their preference in cultural identification?
I do believe that the different ideologies are pushing, or maybe pulling is the better word, for a given belief about one's identity. If I had to take a stand, I would say that it's political orientation that's shaping cultural identity.
Knowing that, Nauman says, political campaigns might want to re-examine their strategies for reaching out to Mexican-American voters.
There's sometimes a lot of pandering to different groups. You know, Mitt Romney saying, oh, I eat grits when I come to the South, or speaking in Spanish to win favor. And what I think this research is showing is that at least for conservative voters who are Mexican, that's not the way to curry their favor. They actually don't like their identity raised or thrown back to them to win them over. For liberal Mexicans, that might win their vote, because they're saying, hey, you recognize my culture. You are at least trying to make a nod that you know what I like or what our group is about. But I don't think that's the best approach for the Republican candidates.
In her study, which surveyed Mexican-American college students in Texas and Michigan, Nauman says the split between the two cultural identification patterns skewed a little in favor of the liberal or integrational group. But in the population at large, she says, the divide between the two is growing.
New immigrants who are coming right now, very much are maintaining their own identity, their Mexican heritage, and I think that it will be very strong. And I think that they will recognize that it's the Democratic candidates that really have their best interests in mind.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.